flattering way. As for Mr. Trump's visit to Suffolk Community College, he had strong words for MS-13 gang members whose genesis is believed to have been immigrant communities in L.A.
MS-13, that's a name. Rough groups, that's fine. We got a lot of others. And they were all let in here over a relatively short period of time.
But while Trump talked about immigrants and gangs, two sets of protesters out front went off topic to talk about his tweets banning transgender individuals from the military, while others were there in support. Sonia Rincon tonight.
Long Islanders here protesting are deeply divided on whether President Trump's visit will help the MS-13 gang violence problem. Lisa thinks the president's speech will harm police-community relations.
Exactly the opposite of what they hope to accomplish. The immigrants who are undocumented are not going to want to cooperate with the police.
Especially when they see their law enforcement officers cheering on the president. On the other side, Patricia strongly disagrees.
I talk to people of the immigrant community all the time in the hospital I work, and not all of them feel exactly how the media has painted them with a broad, you know, brush, that they're hiding in the shadows. Most of them are people of personal responsibility. They feel the same way we do.
She says everyone wants to stop gang violence. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds, outside Suffolk County Community College in Brentwood.